This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is attending the annual National Cadet Corps NCCPM rally at the Karyappa Parade Ground in New Delhi. The theme for this year's rally is Yuva Shakti Viksit Bharat. During the event, a cultural program by more than 800 cadets is being performed, showcasing commitment of NCC towards nation building. Further, the rally is also witnessing a participation by 144 young cadets from 18 friendly foreign countries. Besides, more than 650 volunteers from Mera Yuva Bharat, Education Ministry, and Tribal Affairs from across the nation are also attending the rally as special guests. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw and Culture Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat today launched Waves Bazaar Wah Ustad Challenge and Waves Awards in New Delhi today. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Vaishnaw said India is gaining a lot of importance in the World Forum for its heritage, rich culture and storytelling. He hoped that India will soon become a capital of creative economy. Speaking on the occasion, Culture Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat said, India is a land of storytellers and these initiatives launched today will bring India's soft power to the rest of the world. He said India's culture and heritage is now being recognized all over the world, be it yoga or Ayurveda. He said India is progressing in the spheres of economy, technology and defense. He exuded confidence that Waves will be able to tap into this. Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju said the Waves Bazaar is a transformative initiative which will bring together buyers and sellers of media related content. Wah Ustad is a unique classical and semi-classical talent hunt. The nominations for Waves Awards will open from the 15th of February. Uttarakhand has become the first state in the country to fully implement the Uniform Civil Code, UCC. The UCC seeks to establish a uniform and equal set of rules across personal laws relating to marriage, divorce, succession and inheritance for all citizens in the state, excluding the scheduled tribes, irrespective of religion or gender. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami announced the full adoption of Uniform Civil Code in the state today with the inauguration of UCC portal. Speaking on the landmark decision, Chief Minister Dhami credited the people of Uttarakhand for the implementation of UCC and emphasized its alignment with the constitutional framers' visions. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is set to present the Union Budget for the fiscal year 2025-26 on the 1st of next month. The upcoming budget is anticipated to unveil the government's economic priorities and fiscal strategies to deal with the pressing domestic and global challenges. In a special series ahead of the presentation of the Union Budget, Akashvani News is bringing the expectations of experts and people. Talking to Akashvani News, founder of agriculture startup Yusuf Rafiq shared his expectations. He said that the government should focus on the certification of organic farming products.
My thoughts that I want to share with the Union government regarding the budget is related to the ease of doing business, specifically ease of procuring within the organic sector. Now, I'm from Karnataka and I'm just taking for the sake of example, there are many farmers in Karnataka who are actually producing organic food items. But the problem is they are not certified.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah today took a holy dip in Triveni Sangam, a sacred confluence of rivers Ganga, Yamuna and mystical Saraswati at the Mahakumbh Mela in Prayagraj, Uttar Pradesh. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath and several saints and seers also performed the bathing ritual along with the Home Minister. Belarus's incumbent President Alexander Lukashenko has won the presidential election. Preliminary data from the Central Election Commission shows that Lukashenko received 86.82% of the votes. The United States has suspended all foreign aids and ordered a review of the American financial assistance to other countries to ensure they are efficient and consistent with its foreign policy under the America First agenda. In the Men's Hockey India League, Sirachi Rad Bengal Tigers will take on Delhi SG Pipers at Rourkela at 6 this evening. In the Open Occitane Tennis Tournament, India's Yuki Bhambri and his Croatian partner Ivan Dodik are set to face German duo of Mark Wallner and Jakob Schneider in the men's doubles pre-quarterfinals in France this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.